Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Connor Lawler. Welcome back to another episode of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is just too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my best pal, Mr. Sean Mead. Sean, how's it going?
I'm good, Connor. Look, I'm all for doing a bit in the intro, but you told me that you have news, and I want to know what the news is.
No, I think you'll find that before we started recording, I said, oh, I have something funny to tell you. And then I remembered, wait, no, I'll just tell you on the show, because we do all of our admin here.
we sort out of all of our things in a public forum, as most good podcasts do.
Well, no, it was just going to be a small story of... have you seen the Instagram post for our recent Patreon episode for The Last Jedi?
Indeed I have, Connor. What a very well-edited video as well, might I say.
Who edited that?
That would be me, ladies and gents.
This isn't even a pitch for the episode. I'm just pitching the fact that somebody commented, that's definitely Chris O'Dowd, right?
Fuck!
And then there was a comment underneath and it just went, yep. Yep, that's definitely O'Dowd.
Confirmed Chris O'Dowd. Like, it comes up every so often. Every job I've ever had, someone has says it to me. I work on the phones. Like, it's an entirely voice-based medium.
So this is your first episode. This isn't Chris O'Dowd. This isn't his podcast.
My name is Sean.
But I... yes, Chris. Keep up the bit.
Stop it.
But this is weird news. What do we do here, Chris?
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read all of those stories out to me, a man who has been too busy starring in the 2000s comedy series IT Crowd to look at any weird news.
What's Richard Ayoade like?
Oh, he's a lovely man. Lovely man.
Lovely man.
Yeah. So big anger issues.
This is your chance to come in big and just start saying some controversial shit and getting him in trouble.
No, because it's Ireland, and like it might get back to someone eventually.
Oh yeah, it'll definitely get back to his mother or his second cousin or so. But then we'll be fucked because everyone knows.
I saw a video randomly come across my TikTok of a lad I knew, and then also they were at a wedding, and then also Chris O'Dowd was there. Like it's the degrees of separation are remarkably small. Like.
So, I mean, have we done the introduction to weird news? What do we do here?
Yeah, I just said it.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Weird news stories every week.
I have to be honest with you, I was not listening.
You were too busy watching Thor the Dark World, which I featured.
Thor the Dark World. It's my favourite Thor movie. It's the best
My favourite Chris O'Dowd joint.
So, look, this, as we said, this is weird news. And we actually have very lovely listeners who send us in stories. stories constantly. And that happened again this week, and I absolutely love it. So big shout out to everyone. Just keep sending us in. How it works is if any of you come across any strange stories, just send them into our Instagram, our Facebook, our Twitter. It'll get to us somehow, and, you know, then we'll be added into the episode. To be honest with you, if I think it's funny, Sean, between you and me, we're not going to say anything. Is. But
and look, if you are angry that your story didn't get picked, all of that anger is directed at Connor.
Send it to Chris O'Dowd at Heroes for Hire Podcast.
We don't have that email address, but yeah, go ahead and send it there. That's fine.
Go for it. No, what did we always used to say? Put it in a bottle.
Yeah, throw it into the ocean.
Put it into the ocean. It'll get to us.
It'll find us. It'll happen.
Fucking find us eventually. But yeah, so this is weird news. And what I decided to do was I was putting the show together earlier on today. And one of our listeners, Sean, who's a very nice man, Udder Sean, spells it the right way, actually.
With four letters? Weird.
Weird. Like, the correct way to spell Jeff is G-E-O-F-F, obviously.
It has to be.
Do you ever see that joke of Jeff, and then Jeff, are you here? And then it's like normal Jeff, and it's like, yes. And then, Jeff, are you here? Yeah. And it's just, yoss.
Yoss.
Yoss. But yeah, so what we had was Sean sent this on to us, and I was already putting the show together, and so it was already there, but I wanted to give him a shout out because it was literally 30 seconds after I copy and pasted it into the Word doc that I was using.
Standing great minds think alike.
Sean, I have a mystery for you this week, because we're starting with confusion as 500 pounds of cooked pasta is dumped by stream.
Oh! I may have the inside track on this one. I might know what's going on here.
A bizarre mystery is unfolding in a New Jersey town after 500 pounds of cooked spaghetti and elbow macaroni were found dumped by a stream.
Already cooked as well.
Already cooked. That takes effort.
Yeah, there's prep time involved.
So they found it a few weeks ago when a local resident took a stroll along the wooded area near their home and obviously came across a big fuck ton pile of pasta that's already been cooked.
Like, you'd notice it.
My question is, who do you call?
I mean, is it going to do that much damage though, pasta? Because it's just flour, water and egg, right?
No, not in terms of that, just in terms of, like, you come across that, your first instinct has to be, I've got to tell somebody in the authorities.
Yeah.
Somebody with some power here that happened, but who do you ring?
Here's the rub, though, yeah, because, like, I think everyone's good instinct is, I should probably call the police, I guess. But then, you have to then explain that on the phone. Here's what you do in this scenario, because if you ring like 999 here in Ireland, 911 in the US, and other numbers in other countries, you get through to like the operator, and they're like, "What's your emergency?" And you say, "I found a rake of pasta in the woods." You're getting hung up on. So what you need to do is call your local police station directly, and just be like, "No, please listen.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking around." This is what's after happening.
I'm not taking the fucking piss here. Yeah. Genuinely, there's 500 pounds of cooked pasta down the stream.
I have something to tagliatelle.
Just keep start mixing in puns non-stop.
Yeah.
But like, the resident contacted their township to report a dumped pasta and then contacted a local advocate who previously ran for city council.
Why? Just they were friends with them? They had their number in the phone?
I mean, yes. So they contacted the township as well. And then what happened was they decided to head downstream and take pictures of all of the spaghetti, devoid of any sauce, meatballs or parmesan, just lying there, cooked in the grass, a big 500-pound pile of pasta, which leads to the mystery of, who cooks 500 pounds of pasta and then dumps it by a stream?
So, there's a man on TikTok that I watch, and he is doing a thing. He makes pasta, that's his whole bit. But he's doing a thing where he makes pasta, but he doubles the ingredients every day. So he started out making pasta with two eggs, And then he keeps doubling it. I think the last video I saw, I think he's up to 4,096 eggs in his pasta.
There's no way.
There's a video.
He's eating 4,000 eggs.
It's only egg yolks as well. He donates the egg whites to a local food bank so that they can make omelettes and shit out of them. But he's they crack all the eggs. They crack them into a big bucket and then they just dip it all in. Have you ever made pasta by hand?
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
You get flour. You want 100 grams of flour to one egg yolk. That's what you're working with there. Make a little nest. Put the egg yolk in it. Start mixing it around till it gathers up enough flour. Knead that for a bit. Let it rest. Chop it up into whatever shape you want. And then boil the shit out of it. Now,
a lot of people might not know this, but your real name is actually Giuseppe O'Dowd. Go on.
It's pretty good. And this man doubles it every day. So he has 4,096 egg yolks and the corresponding amount of flour. And he mixes all that up, makes it all into pasta dough, donates it to local food banks.
Every day?
It's taken weeks at this point. At the start, it was like, I'm going from 2 to 4, and then 4 to 8. And then he realised how logarithmic scales work. And like, once
isn't it within 30 days, you just are like at a billion?
That's the thing, yeah. If you double a penny every day for a month, you have like a bajillion dollars or some shit like that. Now it's taking weeks between videos, which I'm also assuming to use that much pasta probably takes a lot of time. So there must be some way to get rid of that pasta, and why not dump it in the forest?
So you're 100% laying it at his feet.
Who else has that quantity of pasta on hand?
I like the pure detective mode of there's only one person with motive and no alibi and video evidence of him cooking, and I can only put a number on it, shit tons of fucking pasta.
Yeah. Like, this is a segment of Sean Does Maths. So, 4,096 times 100 grams of flour, at least. So, that's 409,600. Divide that by 1,000 to get it in kilograms, is what I'm thinking. Mm. 409 kilograms of pasta this man has made. Not even including the weight of the eggs. And then just has to divvy that up. Like, some of it's going in the river.
Do you think we should send him to a penitentiary?
Very good. I find the whole situation revolting.
I don't get
it. Oh, Jesus.
I only eat spaghetti. That's the only thing I eat.
Do you know what I'm into these days is that, I don't know the name of it, but there's this, it's like a spaghetti, but it like bends at the end in the packet. So then when you cook it, it relaxes and it's like really long spaghetti.
What?
Yeah. If I Google bent spaghetti, will that get it for me?
Actually, one of my favourite segments on this show is you talking about cooking, because it's always the weirdest fucking shit that you've come across.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm doing this now.
I'm a really good cook.
Did you see that video of Gordon Ramsay cooking that fucking burger?
Yeah, it's fucking horseshit.
It's after covering it in about 7 trillion tons of butter.
Yeah. I'm sure it tastes delicious. It's a flavour enhancer. But
I love the fact that he's just like going to all these restaurants like, you're shit. You're full of fucking shit. And then he's like, I'm going to cook you a burger. And he gets about 700 kilograms of fucking butter. And he's like, stick all this in a pan. Stick a fucking burger on it. Laughing, lads. I'm surprised he didn't pour the butter over the top of it as well. Just be like, I really want to kill my granny.
You know he's buttering that bun as well. Like it's not just
He put the butter in the
did. It's a brioche bun. It's a fucking cake, essentially. Like, I don't know what he expects, this man. I think, genuinely, maybe for the Patreon or something, we can do a thing where we try and follow a Gordon Ramsay tutorial to the letter. And we see if it's any good.
But like, what do you mean to the letter? So it's like that burger itself.
Make the entire thing perfectly exactly as Gordon intends it.
I think we have a cooking show in us. I think it's sitting there.
Because we've established I'm a great cook, and you know some things about cooking as well. So
I can cook. I can cook up a little bit of a storm.
No joke. We'll have a bit of a.
I don't know if we'd vibe though, because I think you would probably be. I can't work out if you're very particular or very just gung ho about the whole thing.
If you're imagining me cooking, imagine like a wizard in King Arthur times making a potion.
Imagine a wizard. Imagine the greatest chef you've ever seen.
Imagine fucking Christ himself making a sandwich.
Decided to cook an omelette. Imagine Jesus Christ was like, I'm dying for a fucking omelette. And then he cooked it. That's what I do.
I've gone off omelettes recently as well. I'm just like, I'm going to scramble eggs if I'm doing that much prep, you know?
Nobody thinks about eggs more than you.
I like eggs. What can I say? They're versatile.
So you're blaming all of this on that one man and his TikTok?
I just think I don't know where he's from either, whether it's a local thing or he like went to another state to dump it, but he's got the most pasta at the minute, is what I'm thinking.
I mean, so they don't actually know who did it, but the thing is, it's never mentioned once that it could be that random TikTok person. Where are they from? Would be my follow-up question.
Do you think if I Google TikTok pasta man, it'll get it for me?
I mean, is there anybody else on TikTok?
Oh, there's a few, actually. Pasta guy. 4096 egg pasta. This'll do it.
Just to let everyone know, we are on TikTok. We are not good at it, but we're there. Just to let you know.
Hey, no, we're on it. Sometimes the videos pop off. And sometimes they don't. It's really hard to predict.
I don't understand things.
Yeah, Peter's Pasta. That's his name. I want you. Okay, you think I'm weird for this? 4.4 million followers this fucker has. All right.
Fucking hell. What are we doing?
We should be in the pasta game, my friend.
That's where the money is. That's where the true fandom and the true grit is.
I don't know where's this man from. He is based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
It's nowhere near where this is.
Are you sure? Well, you're not going to dump it in your backyard, are you? You're going to fucking just
he's
series of
hours out of his way with 500 pounds of pasta in the car,
like that. And like pasta, like to be fair, you can freeze pasta. Like that's fine to do.
Freeze pasta.
If you make fresh pasta, you can freeze that dough, thaw it out. It's good for a month. It's good for a month in the freezer, my friend.
Don't be freezing.
I'm not taking this from a man who's never made pasta from scratch. Because I've done it, and it's not because I wanted a better pasta experience. I was jammed up, and I really wanted some pasta.
Oh, man. Okay, so we're 100% blaming on that one man, even though it's never come up, and they're actually claiming that it's impacted the water stream into the town's water supply, because there's so much pasta now on the bank.
It's full of starch now at this point.
It's just the pH levels are out of this world. But unfortunately, we can't know who did it, but just know there's a pasta criminal out there. It's important to keep your eyes open because you could be next. Any moment now, your children could be covered on 500 pounds of pasta. That could happen easily. It's a terrible way to go.
Could happen to anyone. I really felt like you were trying to build up to another pasta bun during that whole sentence.
Good was, I was thinking of doing it, and then I thought the better joke would to not do it. Just leave you hanging on.
Ultimately, unsatisfied.
Just ultimately, fuck around.
You refusally to finish the joke. There you go, listeners. I did one for you.
How do I fit ragaroni?
I'm on a page called All the Types of Pasta. I hope
that's
you know.
That's cheating. You can't be doing that.
Oh, I'm a little cold. I might put on the radiatore.
I'm going to move on.
That's right. Fair. That's totally fair.
Do you want to have one last one, though?
No, I don't think.
The best puns are when you get put on the spot.
Honestly.
Go on and do a pun for us.
What can I do with vermicelli?
I'm not a magician. I don't know what to do with this.
I am merely a wizard.
in the kitchen. So we're going to move on to our next piece of news, Sean, and we're going to Australia, where missing Australian woman survived 5 days in the outback with just on wine and lollipops.
Honestly, that sounds like I did a week in college like that, I believe.
Australian police have rescued a 48-year-old woman, Lillian, after she was in the woods for 5 days. The missing woman survived, 5 days in the Australian wilderness thanks to lollipops and a bottle of wine before being rescued.
What the fuck? One bottle of wine? That's not the weird part of that story.
You're afraid immediately. You would have got pissed on the first night. Nothing else.
I don't understand rationing. It's just like, I will have a sesh, sure.
Actually, very difficult to ration when you're two glasses in.
Because it's always like, I'll finish that. I don't want to leave.
Might as well now.
Getting warm, you know.
The 48-year-old woman, who police only referred to as Lillian, maybe she's like Cher, went on vacation to Bright, Australia, late last month. Her family was soon alarmed after she didn't make a daily call to check in with loved ones last week.
Okay, so they're like, something has to be wrong with Lillian. She went on holiday and all she took was one bottle of wine and some lollipops.
She travels light, does Lillian. Police say their Airwig spotted Lillian's car at the end of a dirt road in the Mitta Mitta bushland, about 60 kilometres from the nearest town on Thursday. A police van was then directed to Lillian's location, where she was safely rescued 5 days into the wilderness journey that she was on.
Jesus Christ. I don't know how you'd face into that kind of a thing.
I was going to come to you because, like, obviously you would be the funniest man to come to, because I just find you surviving any situation as ludicrous.
Just surviving an idle Wednesday, perhaps.
Ludicrous. I'm surprised every time when you log on to the call.
Oh, okay, good, he's here again.
He's gotten through today.
Like, because I don't know, like, I don't know what I stay at the car, but then I guess, I'm assuming the car broke down or something, or she ran out of petrol.
So she was trying to get to Dartmouth Dam when she realised she had taken a wrong turn, according to police. Her car then got bogged down in the mud, and without a cell signal, she had no way to call for help or for anyone in the middle of nowhere.
Terrifying.
After her car broke down. She was unable to move her car since, but she was able to use the heater for warmth. Her visit to the bushlands was expected to be a day trip, so she only brought some snacks and lollipops.
Fuck me. Because lollipops aren't going to fill you either. Like, they're just going to give you sugar.
Sean, without any water, Lillian, who doesn't drink alcohol, turned to a bottle of wine she had bought for her mother.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, Lillian.
So her tolerance is nothing.
Yeah.
But I guess, it's to be like, okay, so it's winter-ish in Australia at the minute, right? So, like, it's not going to be warm, but it's like, still going to be warm. So, like, I guess if you're just sipping it and walking the entire time, it probably won't hit you that hard.
It says that she actually did a very smart thing in that she kept near her car. So she stayed in the car 4 to 5 days. And the police said that she used great common sense, because if she wanders into the bushland, she's dead.
This is the thing. I've read a lot of survival stuff because I used to be worried as a child in case I got lost.
No.
But if you're lost in like a desert and you start walking, one of your legs is stronger than the other. So you'll just walk in like a spiral.
Actually, isn't it like, all humans will just eventually walk in a big circle if you just let them wander?
Yeah, exactly. And that's how they track you down, is because they break it off into grids. And they're like, okay, he left from here, so he's somewhere within this spiral.
Fucking hell.
But then, me being me, I was like, oh no, but now I know that I'm going to actively try and counteract the spiral and I'll never be found.
You were just doing leg exercises on your left leg.
Yeah.
Making it fucking just massive.
Hopping. Like, just, now I spiral like, the other way.
My two legs are going to be so muscly, I will have no weak leg.
I have to have exactly an even amount of leg.
So she kept near her car, and she used a bit of common sense, and that's the only way she was found. But she doesn't drink alcohol, and she's left with one bottle of wine and a few lollipops for 5 days.
Like, that's genuinely terrible. Like, after day one, you might be like, oh, okay, I'm sure someone will come. But then, like, day two, and then day three, and then day four, and then the wine is getting empty. Like, and also, I'm fully convinced of this. If that was me in that situation, that bottle of wine is gone night one.
First day.
Like, because I'm like...
First hour, it's gone.
And well, while like, I'm here.
I might as well fucking drink up, I'm dead. Might as well go with a high.
That's mad. Do you think she'll drink from now on?
Oh, like, is he? Would that drive you against it or with it? Because I think you'd probably associate alcohol constantly with that time you definitely thought you were about to die.
Maybe. Alcohol dehydrates you as well, so I'm sure...
Yeah, there's like, no like water in alcohol, so especially wine. That'd fuck you up altogether.
That's... Yeah. So, like, it must have just been... I guess for 5 days, it's not the worst thing in the world to be drinking. Like, it's not you like she's drinking seawater. Yeah, you'd sip it. You're not having a glass. Was it white or red? I feel
it
like
doesn't say. Is that an important?
I feel like I'd want it to be white in that scenario, because it's like I think it would pair better with the lollipops. I think.
I love the idea that she pulls out a fucking lemon lollipop. Like, oh, fuck. White. Oh,
well, white and lemon, you know, you got the whole citrus thing. It depends.
So you're saying not a red?
Not a red, no.
But I'm going to throw some at you though, Sean. The white has to be refrigerated. The red doesn't. So actually, the red would be stronger in terms of if you were keeping it in a car.
That's fair enough. I would say it's cold out in Australia at the minute. Yeah. Getting colder. Leave the wine bottle outside the car at night to cool down. Have a little sup when you wake up in the morning. Start the day.
Start the day. Another whole day of sitting in the car.
Like, I don't know. I feel like the red would be too tart for me in that scenario.
In my head, you are in that exact situation and you're like, oh, for fucking red. Jesus, don't have any steak or anything with me. What do I even get red?
I brought all of this haddock and plaice with me and I have nothing to pair it with.
So you just probably wouldn't drink the red. Just like, swear off that there's no point in having it. It would only ruin the meals.
Yeah, yeah. It would only ruin the several meals that I'd brought with me.
The lollipops.
Yeah. What if I didn't have a bottle opener? What would I do then?
You'd probably just beat the fucking bottle off the side of the car and break it and hope that you keep as much of it in it as possible and then just like try not to stab yourself in the face with the broken shards.
That's true. If it is a cork, you can push it into the bottle. If you have like a pen and the back of a shoe, you can wear the shit out of it. And then cork
is
going
in. She, MacGyver? Is she pulling this out, is she?
Look, I don't know. Sometimes you need a bit of a solution, is all
I'm
saying.
I have an obvious solution, Sean, that nobody thought of, right? Shake up the bottle of wine, right? Shake it real high up, right? Got no fizz in it, but you're trying to make fizz. You got to really shake it. I'm talking like the Simpsons Bart level shake for April.
Yeah, but that's a carbonated beverage that he's shaking.
No, Sean, come on now, right?
Oh, you're suggesting that it might have been some kind of frizzante that she was working
with. Champagne. And so she shakes it up, stick it on the exhaust of the car, right? Then break off the top with a stone. The force will drive the car out of the mud. You're free. You're home and hose. It's kind of a one-shot deal, though, because if it doesn't work, you're kind of stuck there with no one.
It's a real Hail Mary move. Yeah.
It's a Hail Mary move.
Could work.
First hour, first day. Try it.
No, I like the... I think you have the solution there in that put the wine into the exhaust and use it as a boost to escape.
Put the wine in the exhaust, start the car, kill yourself, possibly accidentally.
Be found 5 days later. It's perfect.
She blew up her own car with a wine bomb somehow. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but this woman, I think, might be a bit of a fucking ledge bag, to be fair.
Yeah, no, fair. Like, that's a... We love a survival story, most of all, on Weird News. We've never had anyone die on air, which is excellent.
That's good.
And... Look, this is probably the first person that's ever been saved. Like, their life has been bettered by drinking.
It's true. Lollipops, what would we take it? What's your lollipop of choice?
Do you know, I go back and forth on lollipops, whether I like them or not. And I don't think now at the minute I do. However, a drumstick lolly is pretty good.
Drumsticks are the way to go. Or double lolly.
A double lolly. Excellent. Excellent choice. There used to be, did you have them when you were in school? Halloween lollipops. They were these big fucking blue yolks wrapped up to look like a pumpkin. And they'd colour the entirety of your mouth for about two days.
Yes, I do know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Those went hard. Those were good.
Those went hard. No, I think when I was younger, we went to one of those like wholesale places, like that sell like the stuff to
the sweet shop tubs of sweets,
like the tubs that like they sell to the shops. And I went in. I think I was only like 11, and they had double lollies, but there was like 1,000 double lollies in this fucking tub, and I went, I want that.
I'll be having that, lads.
I mean, for 6 months, I had nothing but double lollies.
Your tongue is like a cat's tongue. It was just fucking raw.
But jeez, I love it. Jesus, lads.
Do you remember a juicy drop pop?
Oh, who could forget? I tried one of them recently, though, and then it made me feel old, because I was like, jeez, that's much too sweet.
Oh, it's too much. Oh, no.
Too much for my old tongue now.
Your teeth are, like, coated. It's not a good
feeling. No, I was, Big Baby Pop.
Oh, Big Baby Pop.
Big Baby Pops?
Yeah. They were like a little, like a milk bottle thing, was it?
Put the powder on them, and then that's what you get. They were always like the most expensive sweet, and I was like, they're obviously the best one.
Yeah.
They cost the most.
So it has to be good.
It has to be good in my brain.
Do you remember the worst one, the biggest scam was a Ring Pop? And it was like, It was a
with
lollipop.
The one with the rings, yeah. You just got your hand all sticky.
You would get your hand sticky, and then like you're a dumb child with something tied to your hand, so it would just fall after about 5 seconds of licking it, and so like the 90% of the process is washing it off under the tap and keeping eating it.
A lot of our vendettas are very over very small things that only we care about.
We had a privileged upbringing. What can I say?
Yeah, this is our biggest problems. Just this. Sometimes I got a lollipop that was on my ring finger, and sometimes it fell off my finger, and sometimes it got dirty. What happened to you? Well, actually, my whole family died in a car crash. Well, we both had similar
experiences. There's a butcher's in town here, and they used to give out lollipops to me and my brother when my nanny went in to buy meat.
Where did they get the lollipops?
I don't know. I've never seen them in a shop before or since. They were fizzy cola, and they were orange, bright orange, like a high-vis jacket orange.
I know what a fizzy... I've tasted a fizzy cola. They're
good lollipops. They're good lollipops. I associate them with ham. It's fucked.
Eating a lollipop, thinking of a fucking Sunday roast.
Yeah. Yeah. Just have to go lovely with gravy now.
We're going to move on, Sean, to our next piece of news. And I have a story that I've got two stories this week. Mm-hmm. One was sent in by one of our patrons, Lorraine. That's a Florida man story for later on. But this one, both stories just to try and get a reaction out of you, because it's fun when bad things happen and you have an icky reaction. Because I have hotel guest wakes up to manager sucking on his toes in bed. You think you've had a bad week?
Lad, I used to like going to hotels, you know, and now this is an option. Even better.
Yes! Which one is it? A hotel guest is planning to sue the hotel after he says he woke up in the night to find a member of staff sucking on his toes in the room. Okay, so Peter Brennan from Texas was staying overnight in the Hilton downtown Nashville hotel last month. However, his night's sleep was allegedly interrupted at around 5 a.m. when a hotel employee let himself into Mr. Brennan's room.
Bad.
Apparently, the employee had cloned a key card to let himself in, and when Mr. Brennan woke up, he found that his toes were being sucked on.
You might say something was afoot, Connor.
Something was definitely afoot in... I don't have another one.
We'll think of something. It'll come up naturally in the conversation. It's fine. Okay. Don't sneak in. Don't break into people's rooms and do things to or with them. Is that so hard?
That's my strong stance.
If you and your partner want to suck a toe, fine. But
that's great.
Don't clone a key card.
Don't be looking at people going, I bet they're really into toe sucking. I've never met them before.
It's probably fine. I'm not going to ask.
I'm not going to go for consent. I'm just going to go for it and see what happens.
Did he get a swift kick in the face? Because he should have.
So Mr. Brennan said, I instantly jumped up and was screaming. I went into sort of fact-finding mode. Who are you? Why are you in my room?
Why are you sucking on my toes? He went full Christian Bale Batman on him.
Where is she? I could see that he was still wearing his uniform. He had his name tag on. He was talking to me, but he wasn't giving me any substantive answers. I mean, what substantive answers could he give in that situation that would maybe quell some of the fears that you're having?
Yeah, there's no possible way to... Like, you're caught... Red-tongued at that point.
Oh, very red-tongued.
Very red-tongued, I can imagine. Like, what's...
Very red-tongued.
You're trying too hard, man.
I'm trying too hard. I really went for it.
It's okay. You got to put your soul into it.
I know!
You'll nail it eventually.
Ankle. Yes!
Because it was the manager of the hotel, right? Who do you report this to other than the police, I guess?
I don't know.
You're baffled by this.
The visual of waking up and being like, oh, there's a weird feeling on my feet.
Yeah.
Because we've all kind of woken up and been in and out of sleep. And like, you're like, oh, that's a weird feeling I have. Whatever area. Maybe like, I don't know. Sometimes it happens, maybe if you're at a party, you fall asleep, you wake up, you pass out, you wake up. Somebody may have gotten sick in the room. You wake up, you go, my hair feels weird.
Oh. Connor, that's a very specific example here.
It's actually never happened to me. Oh, but gosh. I'm just trying to think of a situation where you would have that moment where you're like, that something's off, but I don't know what it is because I'm still half asleep.
That's another thing, yeah, because I feel like, yeah, your body would feel that while you're asleep. So it's possible he invaded this man's dreams and his dream self had to reconcile with the fact that something was happening, wake him up. And then he had to go straight into interrogation mode.
I'm amazed he went straight into interrogation mode. Because I think natural reaction, as you said, of everyone is kick first, then go, what the fuck is going on? And then maybe a few more kicks.
100%, Connor. Like, if I stayed over at your house and you tried to wake me up, I'm swinging for you, I think.
What if I tried to wake you up by sucking on your toes?
No, I let that happen for 10 to 15 odd minutes there and then...
Pretend to still be asleep.
Yeah. Once you've closed the door, then I'll get up and get ready.
I read this and I'm going to use this a phrase. I got the heebie-jeebies, Sean, because now I'm taking every hotel you ever stay in. You're like, this could happen. This has happened once. It could happen again.
That's what you do. What you do, you take the doorstop and just kick it on the edge of the door so that it can't be opened from the outside.
Have you been involved with crimes or something that you
need
to
I'm use just
that?
Paranoid as fuck. I can't stress this enough.
To be fair, actually, now that I read this story, you probably should. So the man was also arrested for aggravated burglary and assault. Which I think is absolutely fair enough.
Is there anything that you'd be fine with someone sneaking into your room to do while you're asleep?
Clean up.
Asking for a friend. Clean up.
Clean up. Like, no, actually, if I'm in there, I'm like, leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair. Occasionally, I'll fall asleep on top of the duvet and Orla will throw a blanket over me. That's all right. But she's also my girlfriend, so...
She's in the room too.
Yeah. She's more mad about the fact that I'm taking up 7/8 of the bed.
I would assume.
Yeah.
You sleep like starfish.
Yeah. I'm making snow angels in my sleep the whole time. It's a real trouble.
It's a weird fucking thing, man. Sean, we're going to have to move on to our next piece of news. And it's finally happened because there's a certain character, a certain villain that we've discussed on this show many times, and that is Gimp Man. And
yes.
Struck fear into local towns in Somerset for many months now. Since early last year, we've had sightings, we've had reports, we've had stories of a man in a gimp costume causing mischief, being up to divilment, not harming anyone, but at the same time, just being a bit of a weirdo, ruining people's days.
Just unsettling people unnecessarily. Mm. In this lovely town in Somerset.
The Somerset Gimp strikes again, Sean.
My God.
This time, he's been arrested. As man in his 30s is arrested after riding around in the road and terrifying a driver while dressed head to toe in black latex. If the people don't remember who the Somerset Gimp is, Sean, the image of him is quite startling.
It's harrowing.
All of his stories just normally involve him jumping out on people, not causing any real harm or doing anything, just kind of jumping out at people at night time to cause, I don't know, maybe some nightmares.
But like, what's the end goal? Who's it for? Like, these are the questions that have to be asked. They've now put him in handcuffs. Has this played into what he wants? Like, we don't know.
Maybe that's exactly what he wants. Maybe that's, he's like playing the Joker card. He's ahead of the game.
He's trying to get on the inside.
Avon and Somerset Police said a woman reported seeing a man wearing latex jump out in front of her vehicle in the road shortly after midnight on Monday. The man has been held on suspicion of having caused a public nuisance, Sean. Finally, his public nuisance ways will be put to an end. Female driver issued a warning on social media after coming across the man on her journey, initially thinking it was a badger.
What? Hang on. What? Has this woman seen a badger before?
Have you seen a man in a gimp suit and a badger in the same room ever at the same time? You haven't. It's clearly a badger in a human suit in a gimp suit. That makes the most sense.
I don't think it does, honestly.
The woman, who did not give her name, said, "As soon as I got over the first railway bridge, I noticed something on the ground, which I thought was a badger."
If a badger attacks you, do you know what you're meant to do?
Okay, right. You have... You have multiple times on this show claimed to be an expert in all things, right? For some reason, animal attacks is one of your big things that you know some sort of rhyme or some sort of song that can help anyone. The bear one a few weeks ago where you covered all the bears.
All of the bears, what to do. If it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lie down. If it's grizzly, you're going to be dead anyway. If it's a polar bear, you're also probably dead and cold.
Okay, so you... I mean, this is kind of a bit of a Bear Grylls segment now, because, like, you are kind of our nature survival expert, and there's people listening to this that could be attacked by a badger even in the next 5 to 10 minutes. I don't want to stress anyone out. Maybe in the next 3 minutes.
Maybe walk a bit faster, is all we're saying.
Maybe run. Run right now, sprint. Wherever you are. Sprint. But, Sean, just in case they don't know, because I'm sure we all have an idea. Sean, how do you avoid a badger attack?
The thing is, you have to reconcile with the fact you're probably not going to avoid it. It's going to happen.
So now, step one is just accept it.
Absolutely. Now, a badger has a very fearsome grip. And so what you need to do is he's going to latch onto you at some point, and you need to then break like a twig or a stick so that he thinks he's broken your arm. And then he will loosen his grip, and then you fucking throw him away. And then you run and you get out of there. That's what you have to do.
So your plan involves me giving up a limb and then he's trying to break my arm.
Yeah,
but
you're
I
not
have
letting
to find
him,
a twig before he breaks my arm.
Yeah, but you're in,
to fool
you're,
him.
If you come across a badger, it's likely in a forest or some kind of woodland scenario.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be thinking, geez, where's the nearest twig? When
well, you wouldn't until I
arm.
Told you. Now you'll yeah. be thinking it.
No, I won't. I'll be thinking, fuck, he's got my arm.
Every
What's
time you see a badger for the rest of time, you're going to say, where's the nearest
twig? Can I ask you a follow-up? How often are you seeing badgers?
Not that often, but just in case. It's good to know.
In your life, how many badgers have you seen?
Two, probably.
I was going to say like one.
And I kept my distance respectfully.
Just in case.
Yeah,
just
yeah, in case one went for
surely
me.
They're like afraid of us. Why are they trying to break arms and legs?
It depends. Well, if you come near a badger, like near its nest, its den, it's going to protect that with all it has. It will attack the leg a lot of the time as well. That's kind of plays into your favour. If there happens to be a stick on the ground, you can just break that right away. And then it's,
no,
you know.
No. What if you have to go to get the stick? And like, it's attached to your leg.
Badgers are nocturnal, okay? So if you're out in the woods at night, just carry a stick. It's good practice.
It's night time, so I can't even see the sticks.
You have one already. You found one before the badger. Anytime you're in the woods at night, grab a stick.
How big a stick?
Big enough to carry. Easy enough to break. Firm
How
enough
am I
to swipe
find
with
the perfect
if needs
length
be.
Of stick in the dark.
There's all kinds of sticks in the forest.
There could be little ones, but I don't know where the big ones are.
You can have a torch or something, it'll be fine. So the moon will be out.
I'm going into the forest, full torch, ready with a stick.
How often do you find yourself in a forest completely unprepared?
Well, Mike, how often do you find yourself in a forest is my question.
There's one near the house, we go there for walks.
At night time.
No, it closes at 8 p.m.
Notoriously, forests close at 8 p.m.
Yeah, they do.
You
there
know it's a good forest
there.
If it closes.
It means it's maintained. It's fucking
yeah,
better
it
than the natural
nature
forest.
Nature is intact if the forest closes.
Once they close the gates on the forest.
Nature closed off till the morning.
Sorry, the sir. No nature tonight.
So you're saying go to the forest, bring a big stick, bring a torch, go at night time. If you go at night time, you're going to get attacked by a badger.
I'm not saying
then
do
start
this.
Snapping twigs, but the twig can't be big enough that you can't snap it. You don't want a big massive twig that you won't be strong enough to snap.
If you happen to have like a HB pencil, that's about the perfect snap that the badger needs to let go.
So why would you bring a stick at all? Just bring a pencil.
It's weirder to bring a pencil to a forest than to find a stick suitable enough in the forest already.
What? You think everyone's got pencils? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, look, do whatever works for you. If you want to carry a pencil into the forest,
but like,
be
surely
my guest.
There's more security in being like, before I leave the house, I'm going to bring the HP pencil.
100%. No, I fully agree. If your primary concern is badger attacks and you don't think in the heat of the moment you can figure it out, bring a pencil with you.
I love the idea of you talking to Bear Grylls about this and him just staring back at you and just long silences.
He's taking notes
I mean,
on his
like
pencil.
With his pencil, because he's brought just him. In case a badger attacks. Go take it. So, Sean, the Gimp Man. Gimp Man. He has... How many pencils do you have to break for every Gimp Man?
Probably... What's the strength of a badger to a man? Probably 8. So I'd say 8 pencils.
8 pencils. That's a lot of pencils you're bringing with you.
They come in a pack of 10, though. So then you have 2 in case 2 badgers come at you.
Just in case you want to draw afterwards.
If you need a map to get home.
You sailed. You look like this. Just a picture of a badger.
Outstanding.
Oh, we know this guy. Yeah. We've had him before, this badger. So he finally has been arrested, Sean, as the officers arrived at the scene 3 minutes after the call was received and they detained the man nearby. He'd actually previously been under arrest on suspicion of causing a public nuisance in October of last year, but he was let go. They have apparently received 14 reports of the man in the last 8 months.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
So did you think there's like a hotline or a bat signal kind of thing for Gimp
I think they're now
point?
They're getting the Somerset Gimp signal going.
they want to get it done before summer, you know. Before.
But he keeps thinking that it's for him, so he keeps turning it up when they light it up, but they're really asking for information to arrest him. It's a very vicious
move. It's a classic move, really. Did they unmask him like Scooby-Doo, do you think?
Well, I'm going to... Old man Riley! Oh, no!
Just another gimp mask underneath.
I don't know if they unmasked him. We still do not know who the man is. I don't think if I said to you, oh, it's George Murphy, you'd be like, I don't know, George, but okay then. But
no, if you said like, oh, it's Pierce Brosnan, I'd be like, wow, that's an odd one.
If it was Pierce Brosnan, that would be an odd one. Why? Where does he have the tie?
the man's an A-list actor, folks.
Sean, we're going to have to move on because I really want to finish with a story that I think might take... I might take your heart, and this was sent in by Lorraine, so one of our patrons, and I genuinely don't think I've seen anything worse, but also it's perfectly fitting into our Connor brings Sean an invention, and Sean tells him if he thinks it's good or not, because they're all good.
Yeah. Now, there's been a lot of misses, I'll be honest.
Okay, there's no need to get personal. How many misses have I had? I can't count any.
There was the bowl and spoon that used electricity to make things salty.
There was the shoes
with wheels, what helped you walk a bit faster.
I want a go-go when I'm on the way to work.
Bringing woolly mammoths back to life to pack down melting ice caps.
Cool as shit. So there's three wins. Okay,
a microwave you can take on the train.
Yeah, that was quite heavy. I give you that one.
But I'm sure this one will knock it out of the park.
Well, this one has been created by the one and only Florida Man. Because Florida Man, he's looking at China, he's looking at he's looking at Japan, he's looking at China, he's looking at the rest of Europe. Mm-hmm. And he's thinking, they're missing out. Because they don't have the Florida Man imagination to combine with the technical advances that we now have.
Right.
So he's cleverly combined them together because Florida Man's now getting in on this entrepreneur world with his a device to kiss bugs, Sean. Florida Man has created a device to kiss bugs.
Like bugs, like insects.
And yes.
Kiss as in smoochy smooch.
The item is called Bug Kiss, Sean, and it's essentially a pair of tiny baby doll lips fashioned to a pacifier by a spring from a pen. And I mean, Sean, this could be the biggest invention of the 21st century. The intended method to properly enjoy Bug Kiss is to hold the silicon bite piece in your mouth with the mini lips pointing out in the direction of the bugs.
Why do we need to kiss bugs?
But what if I want to give a bug a smoochie, huh? What if a cockroach is on the ground and I'm like, you know what I need right now?
The entire world of bugs available to you and you're kissing a cockroach.
Some people are desperate, Sean.
All right, Connor, I'll ask the question. What's the sexiest bug?
Ooh. Ladybug?
I was going to say Ladybug.
I mean, that's just because that's lady in the name,
Just for design, it's...
For design purposes, it's like, what about Butterfly?
Butterfly's pretty good. Pretty good, again, design. Mm. Emperor Beetle, for the power and the status.
You want to get that power and status if I'm going to kiss our kissing bugs.
Yeah. The right spider on the right day, you never know.
No way. No,
spiders are class,
spider?
Man.
What are you talking? Maybe like, if I'm going to kiss a spider, I'm kissing like the worst, most venomous one. So
like
then at least I have power on my side.
Yeah. That's the thing. You're trying to court this spider to be your own personal assassin.
I want the spider on side. But then that's also risky because you might forget to do the dishes or something and then it could all kick off and then you're dead.
Ah, yeah. But if that's the case, you didn't want to be in that relationship anyway.
That's
true.
Maybe it wasn't made to last and you were willing to accept death because love is more important.
It is. We've all learned something today. Go kiss a spider. Australians do not kiss a spider.
I swear, lads, genuinely do not kiss any spiders. Although they probably fucking do, man. They're crazier than we could ever even imagine.
Kiss a spider on a dare, like, why not?
They would. They don't give a fuck, lad, when you live in it. the fear is gone.
That's
whereas
it.
We have that fear all the time because we don't surround ourselves with anything like that.
No. Can I use these lips to kiss a little badger, do you think?
Yes, but it's going to be trying to break your arm at the time.
That's fine, I'm prepared. Okay, continue.
On his TikTok page, the software engineer has a few videos of him making the product, talking about its field guide and actually kissing the bugs with the contraption, Sean. Have you looked up the design of Bug Kiss?
I'm on the New York Post. We've got a video. Is there an unskippable ad? No, there isn't. This is... Wait. It shows the packaging.
Yeah.
This is designed for children.
Yes, it is, yes.
I thought it was just...
an invention, Sean.
No! Why are you... It's like it's packaged. They have a little workbook that the kids... There's two different sizes of lips.
But what if I'm 10 now and I kiss a cockroach?
I don't, like... Why is this a good idea? Like, kids can look at bugs. That's cool. That's fine. But you have the little jar with the magnifying glass and shit like that.
Kids can kiss a caterpillar, Sean. There's nothing wrong with that.
Does this man... We used to catch caterpillars and raise them in jam jars until they turned into butterflies. That was a wholesome thing we did. Why does this man need to be a software engineer to do this? Why was that mentioned?
I don't know. Maybe it's to add a bit of credibility to this amazing invention.
Oh, I don't think it deserves it, though. I don't think it deserves it. Like,
so basically, you gotta put the contraption in your mouth, then move in slowly for a smooch, gently pressing the mini lips against the bug. You should avoid eye contact, as this can be threatening to some insects, he said.
But they have eyes all over the place.
They've got eyes in several different areas. Where are you meant to look?
I mean, like, I'm just gonna read a couple of highlights here off of the cardboard packaging of this child's toy. Their lip are so small. Your lip are so strong. Now reduce crushings when kiss on the bugs.
Florida man has seen the inventions that other people are doing and he knows he can do it better. This is where he comes in. This is his niche. He realised there's a market because nobody else has ever thought of... What if I kiss that bug? And he's very cleverly seen a gap in the market and he's gone straight for it. And you got to respect that in Florida Man. He will constantly come up with more amazing ideas every single time.
I mean, undoubtedly he will come up with something new every single time. I mean, there's a warning here on the carton. Not every bug loves you back. Please kiss respectfully.
He said he's gotten the first base, Sean, with ants, a caterpillar, a dung beetle, a grasshopper, a mosquito, a snail, a spider, a wasp, a woodlouse, and a worm. He says the wasp was scary, but also a thrilling endorphin rush. The rest of them were delightful. The worm kissed back.
My goodness. My goodness. Worm is probably happy to have the nice little bit of attention there. Yeah, the wasp is a risky one, but it's risk versus reward, I guess.
But I tell you something, love can be risky, Sean. You got to put your heart out there. You might get stung, but you might not.
What if I'm deathly allergic to wasps? What happens then?
Well, I mean, that's a risk you got to take, because I mean, sometimes the smoochies are more important.
Smoochies are more important. The Connor Lawler way.
Also, this is bringing new names, so there's plenty more fish in the sea. If you get one fish, give it a kiss. Does it like you? Throw it back.
Throw it back in. But, like, you could use this. You could do a really sinister thing where, like, there's plenty more fish in the sea, but you have to, like, smooch and seduce a bug and then use it as bait to catch the fish. And then you use the fish to cook a beautiful dinner for your partner. And then you're back together. You know?
Yeah,
that's how I'd use
situation.
It.
You've got to use it when you break up with somebody to make them jealous. It's clearly an Instagram post. It's clearly I'm on the prowl. I'm in nature. I'm on the kissing spree.
I'm fairly sure that this product is a joke. But also, if someone did that after a breakup. I don't think that's the flex you think of it. I think that's the saddest thing in the world.
I'm getting loads of chicks.
To post a series of photos of you kissing bugs. Like, what do you want here, buddy?
I think it's a bit of a mindfuck. Because they're just like, I'm such a dickhead. And you're like, actually, he might be on well.
But I might have gotten out at the right time, quite frankly.
Made a sympathy, though. Get that sympathy vote, Sean. Then the pod.
How much weight do you place in the sympathy vote when you're kissing fucking dung beetles?
Yeah, but if you're kissing dung beetles, then they'd be like, wow, he's willing to kiss a dung beetle. That's how low his standards are. Wow, I must be really bad as well as a person. I better go back to him. Clearly relationship advice 101. Don't ask me. It's clearly obvious.
But they broke up with you in this scenario.
Only because I love kissing bugs, but they weren't expecting me to actually start kissing bugs.
So that came before the breakup, was the talk
about
kissing
bugs? I was obviously exclaiming loudly how much I wanted to kiss bugs. And right. That's probably what led to the breakup.
I see. I mean, I kind of see where they're coming from, I'll be honest.
But after you do it, they'll be like, he's a man of his word. I like that.
He's got follow through, that boy.
He follows through with his dreams. You got to follow somebody who follows their dreams.
Yeah, and then you got to be yourself. Be bugs.
No, we don't like people who make puns, y'all. We like people who kiss bees.
Oh, sorry. Sorry I misheard you.
So someone just commented, bro is just casually assaulting the bug kingdom.
Well, this is another thing. The bugs can't consent. The bugs can't consent to these kisses.
I mean, never have I felt so strongly about backing a product. Even the wheel shoes, I wasn't as strongly backing as this. I think this could take over the world.
I mean, have you ever looked up how many ants there are?
I'm not going to look it up, Sean. You know what? I want the surprise. I want the surprise on the night out.
What?
On the night out in the bar.
Oh, you want to just see how many ants there are?
Yeah.
There's 1 billion ants on Earth.
Yeah.
So if you marry into that family,
one of them's got to have something in common with me. Surely.
You'd hope so.
Maybe some hobbies, maybe some Netflix shows.
You've ran through the other 7 billion humans on the planet, so now it's just the ants you have to work with.
Just the ants left. That's it.
That's all that'll have me.
I mean, I feel like, Sean, you're not giving this new invention of Florida Man enough respect. For maybe lonely people, maybe single people, what are they going to do?
I think this actively harms if you use it to treat those states of being. If you're lonely, don't go kissing bugs.
I love the idea of like we genuinely didn't think we had to tell you this, but see, like even if you're lonely, don't be going kissing fucking snakes.
If you're lonely and have the ability to take care of one properly, maybe get a little dog, okay?
Yeah.
There's a little...
But don't kiss it.
Don't kiss it.
Well, you can pet it.
Love the dog in the normal... Yeah, look...
But like, not in a weird way. We
shouldn't have to specify.
There's specific things you don't do.
But if you get the dog and you have... Like, they're your pal and your buddy and you take them on walks, maybe you meet a local dog club and then you meet people at that and now you have friends. That won't
good
happen.
Good side if the dog licks your face. Bad side if you lick the dog's face.
Don't lick the dog's face. You can make little kissy noises at the dog.
Kissy noises are fine.
That's fine.
But not assault.
Not assault. They'll lick your face because that's how they say hello and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But don't shift bugs.
Don't go.
Anyone who doesn't want it, whatever
no matter
creature
bug
they are.
Or human. Don't be going near with your lips to anyone who hasn't asked or implied that they want your lips near them.
I don't care if you're the manager of the hotel. Don't do it.
Would it be worse if he was sucking on your toes with this invention?
At least there's a barrier, but it's somehow even weirder because, like, what's he getting out of it then? You know? And then you're
more prep time.
You're interrogating him and he still has it in his mouth, so you can't get a clear answer out of him.
He just keeps trying to kiss you. But like with that.
Oh, disgusting. Oh, foul.
Sean, I think that's it for this week's weird news.
What a week, Connor. What have you done to me there right at the end? Would you like me to take us out?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesday. We will be back on Friday with Hero or Zero next Wednesday with another episode of Weird News Wednesdays. And we'll be posting other things on social medias and Patreons and all that kind of stuff. Speaking of Patreon, shout out to all of our wonderful Patreon supporters over on patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast. I think we're actually the most successful Patreon in the world at this point. I think
I didn't want to say it, but we actually are, yeah.
Yeah, there are at least the statistics on that. So well done. Ever since IT Crowd, my career has gone downhill. Thank you, goes. What am I saying? Thank you very, very much. Roisin the Wife Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu Dozer Enthusiast Evanson, Anonymous Comrade Viva La Revolution, David Clark, Sean Chucklin the Washing, It'll Be Grand Jameson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever, Hilm Roos, Danny McLaughlin, Where We're Going, We Don't Need Roads, We Need Cake, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Frost, Buster, Ed Ball, Lorraine and Connor have swapped the order of their names to purposefully bamboozle Sean, Russ, I have finally seen Hayley Williams crush All I Wanted Live, so we are all good. Parfit, Jackson Bruheim, Liz had a few too many on St. Paddy's Day and tipsily subscribed to the Patreon, and Kira Lawler. Thank you all very, very much for your support. We really appreciate you helping us out every single month, letting us do and talk about the weirdest things on the planet. There are other ways to support the show. There is the merch store, heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is at heroesforhirepod, the 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Divilment's Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've been Connor Lawler.
I have been Chris O'Dowd.
Giuseppe O'Dowd.
Giuseppe O'Dowd. Bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.